At least 10 people have been killed in politically motivated violence in Nigeria in the past few weeks. Several more escaped or were seriously hurt in attacks by armed gangs. The fear is that violence and ethnic bloodletting instigated by politicians could mar the run-up to the 2007 vote. Analysts say violence has become a regular part of political life in Africa's most populous country, which returned to civilian rule in 1999 after 3 decades of almost continuous military rule. President Olusegun Obasanjo has a stern warning for politicians.
After all, the purpose for which you are going into politics and you are going to big competition is because you want to serve people. And let the people give you the mandate to serve them. Don't destroy them with violence. Don't destroy your competitor. And if you really believe you have superior ability to perform better than your competitor, why should you want to destroy him with violence? Go and destroy him at the polls. Go and win at the polls. Violence from any quarter in the process of the politics and campaign and competition that is ahead of us. We will not allow it.
The presidency, legislative and state governor seats are up for grabs in polls scheduled for April 2007, which will mark the first time one elected government hands over to another since Nigeria gained independence in 1960. Worried that the violence could spiral out of control, several religious groups are making supplications to God to intervene and steer Nigeria through a potentially difficult period. A Christian sect, known as the Global Day of Prayer, has just completed 40 days of fasting and prayers, and its leader, Madukara David, is certain God will preserve Nigeria.
Frankly speaking, our hearts are burdened seriously for our nation. I know he wants the peace of Nigeria, and we are just crying to God to save us from things like this and possibly worse scenarios than this. We're actually saying that God, for every elected position, I believe that God is all-knowing, and that before the elections of next year, God has his own candidate for every position. I don't care where he comes from. All we're saying is, Lord, bring those people of your trust to be in those positions in the midst of peace and tranquility.
At least 15,000 people have been killed in ethnic, political and religious violence since 1999 in Nigeria. Human Rights Watch estimated that more than 100 people were killed in election-related violence during Nigeria's last general ballot in 2003. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.